Hey, the mics is hot too, by the way.
You always trying to get that like pre-roll, yeah, that pre-shit.
You know, niggas been paying attention to what's going on with Rachel Nichols. Oh, well, he'll start recording soon. Niggas been paying attention to what's been going on with Rachel Nichols.
Who is that?
Rachel Nichols was the girl, the woman from ESPN who has said that ESPN was scared about diversity, so they gave the job to the black girl, to the black woman. I can't remember her name, like Mia Knight or something.
When what's it called was being tap dancing coons on
RJ and
I think you're talking about Perk. He's that Perk
tap dancing for the white man. Showtime.
RJ and Perk. What up? It's the Outrageous Podcast, man. You know the fucking vibes. Hold on, let me put some fucking bombs down. Yo, we are at Sunbird Studios Tech, man. Sunbird Midwest Studio. Shouts out to the family. That's what we get in this pod at. Video. Lun, is the video cool?
Are we live?
This might be like one of, hey, come on now. We might have some vids coming. I don't know what they're going to look like, but we're going to try to make sure that they look crispy for y'all.
You feel
I'm
me?
Here for like episode 90. I don't know.
You don't know numbers. That's all I'm trying to
fake. I don't
pay
attention. And I wish we would have numbered 90? Them from jump, too.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we in the 90s. We in the 90s.
We might be 100.
I'm blaming the person who was.
No, we definitely not in the
100s. Numbers in there.
You're not in the 100s. Because I was going to take y'all to the strip club when we got to the 100s.
I'm not going no Cleveland strip clubs. Cool on it.
So I've been waiting to, I've been waiting to get to the 100s because I'm like, oh, yeah, wait till they see this. So I'm here with my guys who I have not introduced for 90 episodes, maybe 100. So not about to do that shit now.
Y'all know the fucking vibes, yo. Ben Song Benson checking in. Most versatile last name in the game. Oh, what am I today, yo?
Who are you?
I don't know. I'm County Fair Benson. I went to a County Fair today, bro, and I saw mad cows and mules and donkeys, and that shit was just mad hillbilly vibes.
I can't tell you the last time I went to the County Fair.
Bro. Nigga took his long-lost son to the county.
Hey, shut up, bro. Yo, everything was like fraud, and everything was like cash only, and I was pissed. The nigga wanted the funnel cake.
Bro, like you at the fair.
Yeah, but nigga, I'm not about
you're at the fair.
I'm not bringing a whole stack of bread to the fair, bro.
Who said you got to bring a stack? How much is a funnel cake?
Nigga, wait, like $5.
But what
I
I'm saying
a car,
is,
nigga.
Though, is there wasn't a card reader or nothing there?
But you didn't want to go to the ATM on
y'all
the side of a...
No, I'm saying
what
you
y'all
can't,
think y'all
you can't
are.
Use a card at the fair?
Y'all are old white country people.
Yeah, they that's not. What I'm saying. Like, I should be able to tap my shit on the screen and pay it. Like, it's 2021.
Keep it a V. You know what I'm saying? And also, too, this is the first fair I ever saw, like, a China. You know, like, them carnival, like, fair things?
Yeah,
this
for
the first
sure.
time I ever saw, like, the Chinese stand. I was skeptical. I ain't getting none. But I was like, wow.
Was you skeptical because it was the fair, or were you skeptical because it was Chinese?
Skeptical was the fair. We're not saying
I'm just trying to see what your bag is today. Yo. introduce yourself.
See how nasty
man.
You're trying to get. But y'all know the vibes is Don Jones, a.k.a. Baritone, deepest voice in the game. We do have a black business today who I supported. Y'all know.
I like that.
I love, you know, cakes, ice creams, dessert type foods. But Bougie Bakery. Over there in the Heights across the street from Fairfax. You can do that all you want.
I ain't do nothing.
And it's like the cheesecake there's literally
no
video, Johnny.
Cut it out, buddy.
Like,
cut it out.
If that's the bag he wants to be in,
I ain't say nothing.
I do recommend them. So y'all make sure y'all hit up the Bougie Bakery across the street from Fairfax in the Heights.
Couple bombs for who is that? Bougie Bakery? Shout out to them. We got friends. We got family in here.
Yes, we do.
Johnny, who do we have with us today?
We got my man Lottie today, bro. This man is like the financial guru, low-key. You feel me? Not low-key, high-key. You feel me? My man's be everywhere. Come on now. He be on the PJ. That's not pajamas, nigga. That's private jets. You feel me?
Hey, Lon, can you close that door, too?
But yeah, we lit out here, bro. Lottie, man, introduce yourself, bro. Tell them what you about. You got a whole crew with you. You brought a whole homies with you.
Everybody, East crew in the building, man. The family, man. We here strong today, man. You know what I'm saying? We missing one. You know what I mean? But go by the name of Lottie Dottie, L-A-D-I. Lottie Dottie, like we like to party. Can't forget me. Got a quick background, man, in just events and parties and stuff like that, just for everybody who, you know, wondering where the name came from. But as my man Johnny said, man, we definitely on the financial wave. You feel me? Just really showing people the way, man. You know what I mean? Like, we all pretty much probably all got the same background in some, you know, form or fashion, man. You know what I mean? Come from the same type of struggles, man. But, you know, I took myself from low, you know, credit score. We're talking high 400s, low 500s to 800 credit score. I really did that once I quit my job. You know what I mean? So definitely a serial entrepreneur. And then really from there, man, took the credit wave and was like, yo, okay, let's run this bag up. You feel me? So... always tell people, man, just to, you know, keep it short and sweet. A lot of people chase the cash, man. We chasing the credit. You feel me? So, you know, a lot of people like to be like, yo, I want to run up six figures a year, right? And then hit the mill, you know what I mean? And making money, right? Get $1 million. But how about $1 million in credit? How about six figures in credit? You know what I mean? And then using that to go ahead and make some noise. So that's me, man. But like I said, we got the Everybody Eats crew in the building. Got my man Big Bank. You know what I'm saying? Mike Haywood, what up?
What up? My name Big Bank, Mike. Mike Haywood, so kind of similar to his background, though. Like, I got the name from the music industry, so I, you know, used to be giving them bars, still do, so, I'm saying. But I'm in a business credit game right now, so I do everything business credit related, business credit, business funding, helping you set up your LLCs, corporations, nonprofit, things like that, and help you start getting credit without your social. So if you got bad credit, you can get some business credit. So that's what I help y'all do. Also, in a personal credit, I help that side too. So I've been doing this about 4 years now. And now we're just trying to feed the community, though. Like, just come out here and bless everybody with this information and let y'all run up a bag like we do. And I'm going to pass it to my guy, Maul.
Yo. My name Maul. A lot of people know me as Sneaks.
Wait, why do they call you that?
Years ago, I used to sell shoes to a lot of entertainers and athletes.
Okay.
You know, for some years. Now it's your time, you know, because it's everybody's time right now. So,
for sure.
A little background about me. I do real estate, Turo, Airbnb, some business funding, credit repair ebook out. Took some years off, you know, from shoe business. Had to, you know, a lot of ups and downs and had to figure some things out. Once figuring some things out, that's when I started wanting to better myself and want to educate myself about credit and, you know, things like that.
For sure.
So I always watch Marv and my guy Sam, you know, like they was living their life, you know. I'm like, man, I got to figure out, like, how to do this. And I just invested in myself. And then once I invested in myself, you know, I got into real estate wholesaling, started doing that for some years and was making good money. And then once I started figuring out credit, wanted to, you know, better some things so I could save my own money. Then leveraging some things and business and all that. And then I was able to get into Turo and then was able to get in some Airbnbs all off of credit. So, you know, that's what it's all about. Passing on to my guy, Marv.
Yo, what's up? I'm Marv Lewis. I'm the president of Beyond Life Financial Services, Mr. Beyond Life himself, Mr. A to Z.
You found out you radio train.
Basically, man, my background is finance. I pretty much come from the ghetto like everybody else. You know, we didn't really have financial literacy. Really just started to learn when one of my mentors was like, yo, you got to get your shit together, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, I'm trying to get some cash. I ain't even talk about no credit. But, you know, he kind of bugged me into the point where I was like, all right, let me see what he's talking about. And then he ran me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, at that point, I was like, oh, this shit real. You know what I mean? I got my first bag. It was like 50 bands. I thought I was rich. I'm
for
like,
sure.
Nigga, we made it. You know what I'm saying?
Real rap.
And I blew the first bag. You know what I'm saying? But I just
like
knew
the honesty.
That I had to get them that money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, for me, man, we really just came back to really feed the streets. You know what I'm saying? Pour back into our community. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody eats.
I like that shit. So look, before we start asking them questions, y'all,
yeah,
I gotta ask y'all this. Why do you think credit, as far as like our audience is mainly black? Honestly, it's probably 99.9%. There's a questionable one that we like, I don't really know what she is, but we know she's something.
You're
shouts
wild.
Shout out to you.
Wild.
You know who I'm talking about. But the majority of our audience in these past years has always been black. Why do y'all feel like credit is a foreign conversation I'm not gonna say for black people, because the good brother Bandside would tell me that we are not monolithic, but like, you know, you was talking about you from the hood. Why you think that credit is a foreign conversation? For
I just think it's just cycles and cycles of financial irresponsibility.
Yeah.
You know, people been raised to get a job, go to college, retire, collect a $3,000 pension.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? We never been taught to how to leverage our credit, how important it is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black families don't even have, you know, assets in the credit field. You That's know what I mean? So I just think it's lack of knowledge, especially in our community, who we looked up with to was getting the bag.
Yeah, that's
you know
a
what
fact.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
like, yo, big homie is eating.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't with no credit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
you feel me?
I think once we picked up what was being put down, man, we just kind of learned that, you know, cash is king, but credit is power. You know what I mean? You can't work the wheel with cash like you can work the wheel with this credit.
Yeah.
Because the credit going to pay you back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the cheat code to it all. All the money you was going to spend anyway, going to pay you back some money for spending it.
Y'all not like the niggas who be DMing us on Instagram like, yo, what's up?
Y'all the Forexers, bro. Say cheat.
And they've hit me with some wild shit. A couple of them had DM me like, yo, I really fuck with the pod. And I'm like, oh, I appreciate you. And they're like, let me talk to you about credit. And I'm like, whoa, there, big fella. Slow down. Slow down, man.
Smooth.
Let me touch on that real quick. Like, yeah. Just because of what you just said, King, like, for real, like, think about it like this, man. Like, I talk about all the time how somebody pull up in the hood, right? Because we all, like I said, I come from the hood as well, man.
For
grew
sure.
up a little bit on St. Clair,
okay.
Cedar, but majority was, like, Slavic Village area, Union and all that, right?
Yeah.
And homie, like you said, big homie, you know what I'm saying? They'll pull up with the new whip, right? But they ain't talking about how they got the whip.
Right.
They ain't talking about the credit score. They ain't talking about how much they put down, right?
Facts,
like,
facts.
We had the family barbecues and all that. We ain't talking about, you know what I mean, credit.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Like, uh-huh. Even when the person get a new job, like, you talking about social media, like people post all day long, got the new apartment, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Got the new job. But when we talking about credit scores, when we talking about, you know, just getting new credit card, stuff like that, it's not praise.
That's a fact.
I mean, and number one, it's because we don't know what it is.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be the thing. Like, we really don't know what it is, man. Like, we don't understand that. Like, and I like to always bust things down and make it super simple.
For sure.
We just talking about the fare, right?
Right.
My man said he wanted, you know, he wanted to use his car or probably use Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm not going to ask you this, but you probably, most likely, probably going to use a debit card maybe or some cash, right? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I would hope it was a credit card, right?
Yeah.
But you could use a debit card and a credit card the same way.
Yeah.
So, you know, just busting it down and making it simple is like, yo, it's all spendable.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
I dig you.
You know, and so I just wanted to touch on that and say that, man.
Like, I'm not mad at it,
know,
man.
That'd be the thing, man. And we so got to make it, we got to make it more conversationable, like homie jumping in your DM saying what's up with the credit, like even if you telling cuz like hold on, I don't really want to talk about my credit,
yeah,
but still like shit,
I don't
show
even
me your
know
credit.
You and you're like yo page, you credit. Got one post,
yeah, yeah.
You're white, yeah.
So 4,000 following, yeah. Four followers,
like, yo.
You're another the Nigerian scammers be yeah, coming for
we
us
we ain't like that, we yeah ain't coming like that, no we ain't coming like that, no
I'm not mad at it, man.
So if y'all teaching about credit, all right, so what's the first thing y'all are teaching? Whether y'all do it, y'all have different first teachings, whether y'all have a, just a, y'all, I will say.
I'll jump in.
Go ahead.
The first thing I teach is mindset, right?
Okay.
Because that's the first thing you got to learn, because once you get the bag, like he said, he fumbled the first one. You feel me? You don't want to fumble it. You don't want to drop the bag, so you got to have a mindset going in. And it's a process,
right?
Feel me? Understand it's a process from the beginning to the end, and this credit is like it's a marathon. It ain't no ending to it, and you can run up a heavy bag. So like, you got to get the mindset right first at the beginning, because once it started coming in, I done seen people get the bag and drop it, and they had all these things that they wanted to do, but they ain't know how to buckle down. They ain't know how to be disciplined. So the first thing is just getting the mindset right for real. Once you get the mindset right, then we can talk about, all right, let's put a plan in place, because the bag gonna come. Now, what you gonna do with the bag? So get the mindset right, put the plan in place, so when the bag come in, we just, you know, go.
But you, see, nah, I got some questions now. You know what I'm
saying?
What's up? I got some questions.
What's
okay,
up?
So boom, this bag, is this like cash event? I'm confused. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, we gotta break this shit down for a nigga, because y'all talking in bag code. We ain't doing that today. All right. How? He flying private jets. He got a chain on. He got the off-white joints on. How is this all sponsored by, not sponsored, how is this, where is this bag coming from? Because credit to me is, I apply for a credit card, I have a limit, I buy something, but I owe money back to the whatever company, Capital One, whatever bank I do the credit card through, from my understanding of credit. You know, so you get your credit card, swipe it, pay my bill back,
for
may
sure.
do a minimum. May do a little bit more to not fuck up my credit score, check credit card every once in a while, and I'm cool. But how is this? Check every once in a while, make sure I'm smooth.
Real
but
right.
It seemed like y'all talking about it in a different way that's not traditional. Tell me how.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, man, it's a learning curve. It's about the knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what cards is good with what. You know what I mean? Like, just a bare minimum example, a Chase Sapphire, you use it on Uber, it gives you 7 times the points. Why would you ride in a regular Uber? The Uber right. free.
Yeah, yeah.
When you use the Chase Sapphire card on there, you know what I'm saying? So it's different hacks like that. But I think as far as when he say the bag, it's like once you start to acquire high limit spending account, you know what I'm saying? And you start to build your spending power, then it's over with. It's it's game over. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know with Amex, they'll give you a platinum card that's unlimited, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But you got to build your spending power to get to spending $100,000 a month, you know, $200,000 a month. So it ain't like they just like, oh, you approve, here go a card, go fuck it up.
Right. Fee.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't that type of vibes. You know what I'm saying? It's really build your spending power. You know what I mean?
And also I want to tap in because he said that like, okay, the credit is the bag. And the reason I say it's the bag, all right, so we talking, say you get $25,000. You got to understand we are a business owner. We going to leverage it, right? So this is where the power come in at. So if you a business owner, now, like he said, he started his whole Airbnb off credit. You feel me? Now that's how the bag coming in. He got the money, got approved for the car. Now he got income coming in. He got the money, got the credit, got the Airbnb. Now he got income coming in. We got businesses. Now we can market. We got money to spend on marketing. We got money to spend on systems. And we got money to spend on employees. Now we could bring heavier money coming back in. Now we can do things. We can be out here and the business still running. Money still coming in.
See, this is another thing, too, that what I had to learn from not being in the credit world to not knowing about credit, you know, like we talk about credit, but it's also business credit, too. So a lot of people don't know nothing about business credit. So to me, everything is about leveraging. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just be all the way real. Using other people's money. Like, I'm not spending my money on anything. So like how he talk about the Airbnb, the Turo, Airbnb is paying for where I stay at. Mm-hmm. Turo paying for the car that I want to have. You know what I'm saying? I'm able to do that, you know what I'm saying, off of having good credit. And also being able, like with the car, being able to put that on the business credit. So it's best to know these things. That's why, like, you know, like one thing I can say about all of us, we all in the same field. Like, I don't have a credit repair business, but I could do credit, but we all in the same field. And there's no egos, you know what I'm saying, anything like that. You know, we all came together, you know what I'm saying, as a unit. But the best thing is, like, you know, if you able to know these different things, you could be able to strategize and figure out what you want to do. Just like how he was talking about the Chase, like, you know what I'm saying, prime example. Like, if you know which car pulling from where, you know what I'm saying? You know where to apply for. So, like, most time when you apply for a credit card, most people just going to apply for one credit card, and it may pull from TransUnion, but nobody don't even, you know what I'm saying? You just give up, like, okay, I'm going to apply for one card, and that's it. But not knowing that you could apply for multiple cards under that, you know what I'm saying, under that same bureau. So it's best to, I tell people all the time, know these things, you know what I'm saying? Like, know everything about it. And that's what helped me, you know what I'm saying? So
here's my question, and I don't know if it's really been answered yet, though.
We're a curious bunch, by the way. We're a curious bunch.
No, that's a fact. And I'm curious for the people.
You got to be curious. Like Maul said, he had to be curious. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like,
no, go in.
That'd be the thing. You got to be curious. I want
to
hear what you got
to
say.
I'll tell you why I'm a little bit more willing to trust Lottie right now, because he's passionate. They're all passionate about the shit, but if you're going to sell me on some shit, I definitely need to see it in you.
I don't know.
The
Forex dudes, the ones who be hitting you up on Instagram, be pretty passionate too. So,
wait, hold on.
Like, I see the passion in their eyes, but I bet you if you video chatting with them, they'd be like, yo, bro, let me tell you.
Johnny showed me they had a Forex stroll. Not the alphas, but the Forex people themselves had a stroll.
They on dance routines. They on boot camps and shit.
But I'm not here to roast Forex people.
No, they definitely get money. They definitely get
they
money.
They get
so
money listen, now.
Well, see, so here's the thing.
So hold on. Before you even get into that, for my issue with Forex is a legitimate, getting this on camera, a legitimate way to make money. I do it.
Nice.
But my personal issue, whether it's my own individual morals, is when we have, so it's all of us in the room. So let's just say it's Outrighteous Incorporated.
Okay. Right?
And then I get Dev to subscribe, Dev paying me $100 a month for my signals. And everybody knows, I'm sure everybody's literate in here, that those signals are.
But like they don't, though. What does that mean for the person that's watching this at home? Because that's who you're talking to.
Oh, you're right.
So
it's live.
So no, not even live, but no, I'm just saying.
We have the trades are happening live.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. The trades are happening live. So I might send you your trades. You pay me $100 to send you my trades.
Right.
And I might be this big wig making thousands of dollars a day, hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. Because I've met a couple of them. And then Lottie signs on to you. So Lottie giving you $100, which is basically paying your $100 to me, and now you sending him stuff. So in a 2-hour span, if I send you something, he might get it 30 minutes later, and next thing you know, it was on the uptrend, now we're on the downtrend, Lottie losing money. Yeah. So that's my issue, because, you know, it turns into a pyramid scheme type of situation. So that's my issue with it. With people who do that. I don't mind people, you know, I do it, so I can't say I don't do it and be mad that I do it.
I'm glad you're being honest about it.
Oh, I'm being straight honest, because I definitely do.
Because there's a couple of times when he was quiet about it.
This nigga been a fork nigga the whole time. This nigga,
I just told you. Yeah, I told you.
He infiltrated the system, my nigga.
Never said nothing,
bro. Hey, yo, damn. You gonna talk to him after the car? You have a conversation, you feel me? Nigga, a traitor. I've been saying fuck forks niggas for past 50 episodes. I've been saying fuck him.
Been sitting here smooth like this.
Go ahead, man.
Nah, man. So back to... Yeah, we talking about credit and we talking about what it could do. But what I'm saying is the average person, a typical person, the average young adult, we don't know that we could even do that much with our credit. So what I'm saying is how are we communicating this conversation of credit to the person that's in that same mindset of Johnny of, I swipe this and pay this off, and that's all this is for. Where does that conversation start at?
So it starts right here. When you make money, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You make money. And let me ask y'all, all three of y'all, a question.
What's up?
Do y'all think your time is more precious than your money, or do you feel the opposite?
No, I feel like time is what makes money.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm only good with that. I was like, nigga, what?
I think money can make money, but what I'm saying is that if you don't have that time to use to learn that money or to even gain money, then you won't have anything.
Whatever he said.
Right. And mm-hmm. so, and then you get the money, right?
Right.
And when you know that you can get money back.
Yeah.
Right. And so you still didn't answer the question though. So before I even go to my spiel, so it's time. You say how you need one for the other, but which one is more precious, man?
Time.
Okay.
She don't live forever. What you talking about?
Thinking about it, so you thinking too hard.
No, I'm not, man. Because time. I'm thinking of like you can use your money to just make money. So if I have,
you can use your money to get time back.
No, you can't. Okay, I didn't know you was being philosophical.
I said precious.
Okay, precious is a close to the heart type of word. Okay, precious. I get it. Yeah, right? for sure, I like it.
I say that because like you lose some money, you be like, all right, cool, I can get that back.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You lose some time. If y'all feel like, damn, man, we brought these guys on here and we wasted time today, y'all not going to wake up tomorrow like, damn, I got to get that time back.
No, for sure.
You can't get it back.
Mm-hmm. Facts that.
All right, cool. So now we all got that understanding. All right, cool. Now, you spend time, like you said, you're going to make money.
For sure.
You spend the money, and after you spend the money, and I say just to keep it like regular day life, like you said, the average person is not spending money to go make more money.
Right.
They're not. They're spending money on the things they need. Live, enjoyment, entertainment, all that, right?
Right.
You spend that money, what's next? If you want some more money, what you got to do?
You got to work for it. You got to use your time for it.
Use your time again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now, I tell this to the average person, to all my clients, right? I'm president of the Credit Council Group. I like how my man said that earlier. I got to put my little drop in there, right?
Nah, for sure. Go ahead. You do.
You know what I'm saying? When you spend the credit card, mm-hmm. right, then you got to pay the bill.
Right.
But the average person is thinking like this, y'all. When I go in the store, do I spend my cash, do I spend my debit card, or do I spend my credit card?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I tell the average person, get a credit card so you can start swiping that. This is what we're using first, the credit card. Because now when you spend the credit card, now you can use your cash to pay off the credit card. But what happens when you use the cash to pay off your credit card? You got it to spend it again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Credit card same day.
Right? I see what you're saying.
A lot of credit card that, you know, the next day, in 24 hours, you have the ability to spend it again.
Right.
So without making any extra money, you're spending the money twice now.
No, that's a fact.
Mm.
I see what you're saying. You get what he's saying? Mm. All right, I'm going to try to explain it.
No, Dev. Niggify it. Come on.
All right. There you go. how can I niggify this?
I don't know how you can.
Let me spin it back to you.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is like, if I give my cash to you, right, boom, I get my cash to you. It's going, it's a simple transaction. If I use my card, you're building like spending power. They use my vocab, right, right.
For sure.
Spending power. And also too, even when I pay it back, I can use it again tomorrow.
So the re-up is faster.
Here
we go.
You got more flexibility.
Yeah.
Because you're more in control.
Yeah, yes. That's the word I was looking for. Re-up.
If you know the cards you're using.
Yeah.
And if you got the different cards you're using, you get different. So like if I pay for a plane ticket, $4 for a plane ticket, okay, I'll get my plane ticket. But if I spend it on like whatever type of fly points card I can use, I'll get points and I'll still spend the money. So you kind of like boosting yourself. They're kind of using the perks. Ah, makes sense.
Hey, hold on. Hey, yo, hey. Hey, my nigga couldn't wait to give you. He said, hey.
No, this the real thing though, man. Like, again, once you start to learn the predication of these cars, again, I always use Chase Sapphire because that's one of my cars, and it's
that's
a
your
cold,
go-to.
That's a.
So let me find out he getting some kickback.
Shout out
from
to
him.
Chase, man.
Right,
yeah,
but like I get priority boarding if I book a flight with that car.
Like what?
You see what I'm saying?
Well, who what flight? What airline?
With any airline.
Shit. Put me in first. Put me in my nigga ass in first class. You feel me?
But the reason why people so apprehensive with credit is this, man. People don't want to pay back money. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't got this card with 10, 20 bands on it. They just start playing the violin. Now they done spent money they don't really have. Now your minimum payment on the 10 is like 400.
Yeah.
After three or four payments of 400, you like, nah, this shit ain't even. Now you just making minimum payments. Now you don't got nothing to spend because you just paying interest.
Oh, brother.
Exactly.
So where did y'all told us where y'all education sort of start, but the one thing that like I've always been weary about when it comes to working with people who do things like credit, who really do any type of
financial
anything, right? Is everybody comes from this same mindset of like, I've mastered this and I'm about to teach you how to master it. And I don't feel like there's anything in this world that I've mastered. I think there are things that I could probably show people and teach people, but I never communicate that I've mastered. But financial advisors and just people, business owners, they're like, yo, I know how to do this, and you could do this too, and I'm about to show you. And it's like, well, damn, this is where I get skeptical, because you said that, he said that, he said that, she said that, she said that, and she says that. So who the fuck do I pay?
You got to run the resume. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell people all the time. If you want somebody to help you fix your shit, look at they shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to teach you how to grow a bag to ride on a $20,000 one way.
No, that's a fact.
If we ain't jumping on $20,000 one way,
mm-hmm.
we doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really check the streets. Check the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Check the streets, man. Yeah, the streets gonna tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very obvious when you dealing with somebody that ain't on their shit. That shit is like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or with somebody trying to act like something that they not.
Because
one thing I done learned is time always going to smoke that shit out anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can run the fake play for a little bit, the little flea flicker.
No, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? But at a certain point, that shit ain't going to get no play because it ain't authentic.
Yeah.
You know, that's what make us raw. Like, this whole vibe is authentic. The reason why we got Everybody Eats is because it's like, yo, look, we going to go back to the community and give them this shit for free. So y'all can't say we scamming.
I like that.
Y'all
shit.
Can't say we doing this, we doing that, because we paying for it for y'all. Y'all know that shit we did wasn't free.
Yeah.
That shit was like, what, five bands? You know what I'm saying? Now we understand also how to carpool our money and bust it down. You see what I'm saying? So it make it easier, but at the end of the day, man, that's what the crew came to do. Feed the streets.
I ain't mad at that shit. I like that shit.
Like, just like how you spoke on, like, who to trust. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And this is a crazy story. Like, years ago, Marv.
You know it's a crazy story. Everybody just put their head down.
Like,
yeah.
No, for real, though. Like, you know, me and Marv, we always, like, we grew up, like, in the same area. But we, like, you know, we knew each other.
For sure.
So Marv was always trying to tell me about credit.
Okay.
Now, me, I wasn't really educated about credit. So, you know, he tried to tell me about credit. ain't gonna lie. I blew him off because I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I blew him off. Then I started, you know, seeing him. Then I went somewhere else. Paid somebody, got scammed. Went somewhere else, paid somebody, got scammed. And I never forget. I called Marv. Told him. You like, what the fuck you calling me for?
Nah, real shit.
But you know what I'm saying? But I had to go through that. You know what I'm saying? Because that, you know, over that time, over the years, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to see what, you know, I had to learn and educate myself. And it's crazy, like, you know, how the universe works. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I went through different stuff and things like that in my life. And then, you know, things changed. And not just because things got good, you know what I'm saying? We linked back up. But it just wasn't time. You know what I'm saying? At that time. So, like, as for you saying, like, who do you trust? I just say, like, just educate yourself on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I got scammed twice. I probably got scammed by, like, $3,000. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to find somebody to fix my credit. And there's nothing wrong with having people fix your credit because these guys fix people's credit, too.
For sure.
But at least these guys don't tell you and show you, what's going on with your report. Talk to you, build with you. Instead of just trying to, like, I was chasing the money. You know what I'm saying? So that was my problem. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, like, it's a crazy story. But it's real, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it just, like, just educate yourself on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like how you, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all guys, like, just educate yourself on it. And, like, I always say it's good to have good people around you because, like, these guys, like, I'm still learning a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But I could pull on, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could pull on each other, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Help each other out. You know?
So that's a fact.
Go ahead. Yeah, another thing about that is just, like, if you're trying to find somebody to trust, that you're trying to figure out, man, if this person could teach me, you know, what I need to know, it's like, first off, watch that person. Like, study them. See if that person you can even relate to any type of way. You got to figure out if this person is even authentic. So, boom, you watch somebody, and then, like he did, he took the risk. Like, a lot of people watch, and they don't take the risk. Take the risk. You know what I'm saying? Take the risk. If you lose, then you learn something. You feel me? If you fail, you learn something. He took two risks, and now he here today. Credit good, everything working now, because he took the first risk, and he got scammed twice. I ain't saying go out there and get scammed, though. You feel me?
So, for people that trust these people, iffy. Is there certain, like, you saying look, research them and do, with the resume? Is there any certifications or anything I should look out for? Like, these people should have to fix my credit.
And the first thing I always tell people, dog, is like, yo, like, is they teaching you something for free first? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, can you, without even paying somebody something, can you just, like my man said, can you watch them and can you learn something for free? If they telling you something for free and it makes sense and it's helping you out in any way, then shit, then if I give them a couple dollars, like, you know what I'm saying? I should, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, learn some more. You know what I'm saying? Or it should be even better, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people who be in the DMs, right? Because I get them too. We all get them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they trying to offer this service to do this. And I'm like, I don't even know you, dog. Like you said earlier, you feel me? Like, I'm trying to build some type of rapport with you first, my man.
For
like,
sure.
I go to their page. Like you say, you see the one post. Like, what the hell can I grab from the one post? Like, you know what I mean? So, So for me, the research starts from the free information. Because like you said, there's so many people out here that's, yo, I do this. Yo, I do this. I got this. So what I always do, what I always tell people is get 3 to 5 people. You know what I'm saying? 3 to 5 people. Start to do your homework on them. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with them and see what you can gain from them just off on the free side. Because then at the same time, you're going to see who you jug with the most as well.
Right.
Who you vibrate with the most as well. Because off top, my man, you know, Marv don't do credit, but Marv do credit. Mike do credit. I do credit, right?
Right.
And there'll be times, and you know, times where we all together and people do, they reach out to Marv. I might have knew the person for a minute, right? But they vibe with Marv more, right? Or they vibe with Mike more, right? And that would make us so dope as well because we don't be tripping about that. Because it's like, yo, as long as that person at the end of the day is getting what they need.
For sure.
It's love.
For sure.
You feel me? And so that's the vibe. Yeah, the family.
So this is what I want to do. I want to change the perspective, right? We talked in a little bit about credit. We talking about buying power. For the people that's like, man, I don't want to hear how to make money. I want to hear what the fuck I'm going to be able to do with the money. Like, what do these niggas do with their money? What has been the... What? And hold on, because I don't know if niggas is always going to be super eager to answer this one. But I do want to ask y'all, what has been like... And everybody don't have the answer, but whoever want to answer this, what has been probably like your favorite thing that you've done with your money, with your credit, with the buying power that you... have gotten to at this part, this point?
Man, probably for me, just my investments, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really just taught myself. I just know this shit is all about learning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the people that's not winning, the people that's not really, you know what I'm saying, progressing, they not learning because shit changing. So when somebody say they done mastered the credit game, you got to get out of here with that shit because this shit changing. Dude, they just... I mean, at the beginning of the year, they just did some old crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of took the rug from under us. Yeah. But what the real ones do, they go back to the lab and they figure that shit out. And that's what we did. You know what I'm saying? So, but back to like, really like the best thing I done did with some money, man, is, I mean, I got a couple Airbnbs, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple Toros, but like just my stock, the money that I invested in the stock market. You know, one of my brother, man, he a funny dude, bro. He like a white guy and a black guy body, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? He a software engineer for CNN. He know everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He telling me about my business. He coming in my office writing down notes like, you should change. I'm like, bro,
yeah.
Build a computer or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
But he called me, and this was like one of my first big flips. And it wasn't a lot of money. He called me. He like, bro, you better buy this fucking Bitcoin shit today. I'm like, man, what is this shit? This is in 2016.
Okay.
Now, at that point, Bitcoin was like $1,800 a coin. When I caught on to it. Now, he caught on to it when it was $300 a coin.
Sheesh.
So he called me. He like, man, buy this shit, man. I'm telling you, whatever, you know what I'm saying, you got to spend on it. Long story short, I bought two coins. Man, I made $70,000 off that shit.
Let me tell you this, bro. The Bitcoin shit, I found out about Bitcoin in 2013.
Damn.
And that was the dumbest shit. And there's a white dude in Target. And he was doing it off of Silk Road. He was selling drugs off Silk Road with Bitcoin. That's a whole different vibe. He was selling horse tranquilizers to niggas. And I was like, oh yeah, you wild. You feel me? Like, he was telling me all this shit. And you know a nigga tell you so much information. You like, yeah, you lying. Man. Three years later, Silk Road under investigation. I'm like, this Bitcoin shit real. Then my nigga like, yeah, hop on the bit. I said, motherfucker, this white boy was really talking that shit. Yeah. And my dumb ass, I should have been sitting chatting with this nigga.
No, that's real though.
We just become apprehensive to things that we're not accustomed to. You know what I'm saying? And just to elaborate what you were saying about like, how do you check the temperature, how you check the resume. Mm-hmm. When I broke Beyond Life, I was like, niggas ain't going to believe this shit. There is no way I'm going to get niggas to believe that this shit is the way to win. So I went to the ghetto and I got the brokest old dude I knew and the brokest young dude I knew. And I made sure they wasn't bright guys. You know what I'm saying? And I bubbled.
Hey, shout out to those guys.
Yeah.
Got two dummies.
And I bubbled.
He got the young nigga. Yeah. That's filling all the class he got.
Yeah.
On the corner. Probably wearing the same drawers for 4 days.
Yeah.
He got old pops.
Yeah.
That just old as fuck.
Bro, I'm talking about from Reeboks to Gucci shoes. You feel me?
I'm pretty stupid too. You should fuck with me.
My man did an experiment on a nigga. My man did a whole experiment. Yo, you see, I'm one two broke niggas.
But once them two blew, it was like a wildfire because, you know, people was looking at him like, if this nigga did it, I know for sure I can do it. I just didn't want it to be like somebody where you like, you know, bruh kind of got his shit together already. Like,
yeah.
I could expect him to kind of pick up what you put down. So I made sure I tapped in with somebody that was stone cold fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Wow, hey, he said was. Right. He said was. All right. Y'all can laugh at that nigga. But the key word there is was.
No, the fact that he went to the hood and said, let me get this dumb motherfucker. Put him on some game real quick. How he said it was just a funny. That shit funny.
But it's like the biggest investment that I did before credit, I was doing real estate, I was doing shoes and I was selling shoes to a lot of athletes, entertainers. a lot of people knew me from being with Fab a lot, selling him a lot of shoes. And being around all them entertainers, I felt like I never asked no questions. I was just always just ready to kick it, hang out with some girls, and things like that. Of course, things change, you know. And, you know, when you up, you know what I'm saying, you fall down. But I got into real estate wholesaling. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, I don't know if anybody know what wholesaling is. Once I got into that, I had to get a mentor. Then when I got a mentor, things changed for me because I wanted to invest in myself. It's always about investing in yourself. And that's the same thing to go back to credit. But once I got a mentor and started learning about real estate wholesaling, I'm like, dang, you really can make some money off this, everything changed. Like it's possible. You can make $10,000 in a month. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you can have $30,000 months. I'm just using that as an example. But I'm saying though, like you could really have like, you know what I'm saying, like make some good money off of, you know what I'm saying, off that. Then once I got into credit, that's when I started learning like all the money that I was making from real estate. Like my guy used to always tell me, for every properties that you wholesale, why don't you just keep them? So at that time, I'm doing like probably like 5 deals a week. So I just started just buying properties like bandos, you know what I'm saying? Just buying them. I was getting them for the low, paying people taxes, getting like properties for like really for free for real.
I know what you're talking about.
So it was like, I was just having multiple properties and things like that and then just holding on to them and then used it later. Like if I wanted to sell it, you know what I'm saying? Wholesale it to somebody else or do a fix and flip, turn around, wholesale it, and you know what I'm saying? Or it's a whole bunch of different exit strategies that you could use in real estate that a lot of people don't realize without even having to use your own money, use private money, hard money, a lot of those different things that we don't understand about. So like I said, like that was big for me. Then like I said, once I got into credit, I realized, shoot, all the money that I'm making from wholesaling, I ain't gotta spend it. I can keep my money now.
What age would you say this conversation need to start?
To me, to be personally honest with you, like I'm 35, so I'll be 36 actually next week. But
oh, happy birthday. I'm gonna put some bonds on you too.
But
happy birthday.
To me personally, like I think like when I was younger, like growing around, like seeing a lot of drug dealers and things like that, seeing them get money. I think it needs to be started. Like to me, I think it needs, like you could talk about it in school and things like that, but it needs to be more like, I can't think of the word, but it needs to be more talked about in our, like in our families, just like how you said, like a lot of our families, like, you know, I've never been to a family reunion, but I'm just using as an example. I heard this, like everybody, when you go to a family reunion, it shouldn't be like everybody got to chip in and have the money and this and this. It should be one person in the family be able to like, look, I could take care of all this.
Yeah.
Like, just think about that.
Roscoe, wasn't that his name?
You know, Roscoe, but not like that. But I'm just saying, how many of us in our families could be able to just say, like, look, I could, you know, saying that one person could take care of all this and everybody, like, you know, think about funerals. A lot of people got to scrap and do this and this. A lot of people don't think about insurance. It's a lot of things that people don't think about that. I think we just need to start having these more conversations. Just like you said, we had our event and it was just different age varies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so people from all over, you know, and it was a free event. So like once we talking about these things and these people sharing these things, all the feedback that we've been getting, these people sharing these things today people, and now they like, man, I need to go back to the second event. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause they felt they missed something, you know what I'm saying? Or they telling their friends and things like that. So we just need to have these more conversations. It's like, we could talk about basketball, sports all day, every chicks. You could talk about, like I'm gonna be real. Like my guy Sam ain't here, but like between all of us, man, I have probably at least like 5 different get money conversations about something at least every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? About like you should go through your phone right now. And if you got in your phone, just look at your conversations. If they all meaningless, just delete them. Like y'all, like we too old to be playing around right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like we ain't got time to play. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got to say.
You definitely don't need no party friends.
Hold on. Before you... It's a new season, or not a new season.
New season.
Not a new season. A season is approaching again. All right. The PPP squad. Can we talk a little bit about PPP loans? The scam, the people who did scam, the people who did it the right way.
Just letting you know, y'all niggas going to jail.
like, how was that? Did y'all have people hitting y'all about the triple P play? Is, can I call it that?
Can I? Hey, look, man.
The P3.
So, yeah, like, did y'all have people hitting y'all about that, man? What's it? Did y'all even, you know, find ways to make money for yourselves in that situation? Or, like really just talk to us a little bit about that, if y'all can. Or, you know, if.
I mean,
they got a business, so I hope they can.
Yeah, we can talk about it. I mean, a PPP is for, it's called what, Paycheck Protection Program.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, of course people going to come to us because we the financial, you know, services that we, this financial service we provide. So, I mean, for everybody who got their money, I hope y'all, you know, did something with it. That's the whole thing. I look at it like, if you got it, then do something with it. And pay it back if it need to be paid back, I ain't for sure. Me, personally, I stayed away from it because I ain't have it. I mean, like, I ain't do it.
So
it was like, all right, I'm cool. And then it was too much. You know, too much going on about it. So I personally don't like it because I feel like it's a setup. But, you know, that's here nowhere.
Why you feel like it's a setup, though?
Because, shit, it's too easy.
I gonna lie. I was saying the same thing. It was too ready available. Like, everybody was too ready to get it. Anybody could get it. You really didn't have to show proof about a business or anything like that. So I was like,
waiting to 5 years. Federal time. Niggas going to jail, bro.
Like he said, man, like, it all started with that mindset with it, man. So that's, you know, just to answer the other question that you asked him about it, man, it's like, because it is forgivable.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, if you got a business, you know, you was in business before February 2020, and, you know, you got bank statements in, to be honest with you, even earlier this year, you know, they made it even easier for people just because of the different lines and stuff like that on it, on the tax returns, right? And so, this is the crazy part about it, right? 60% of it is for payroll,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, I remember going to the bank, like, when it first came around, right? And I'm going to the bank, I'm depositing money to my business bank account, stuff like that, right? My bank like, man, you should do the PPP. I'm like, I really don't need it, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But he's like, dude, you already pay yourself, you know what I'm saying? You already got checks and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So if you're doing stuff like that, then it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah,
because it's like, yo, you already operating in that, you know, that way. You know
right.
what I mean? But to the defense of it is the fact that a lot of people, they're going back to that chasing credit, y'all. It's cash. And so most people do what with cash? They blow it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I feel like the PPP, even the SBA EIDL, I think all of them is great programs, to be honest. You feel
yeah.
me? But it's just the fact, what you going to do with it? What's the game plan? What's the plays you going to do with it? You know what I mean? If you don't have that in mind, then don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But even less... We got some young folks on the do you want to say something about it real quick?
No, I was just about to say, man, me per se, like, I'm probably the oldest out of our crew, right? Me and Sam.
Yeah, who the youngest?
You, Lottie. How old is you, Lottie? 30.
Okay.
Big 30.
Yeah. Come on, say it with your chest, Lottie.
But no, man, like, with just being a little bit more senior, I done deal with so many corporate type situations. I'm an infiltrator.
Yeah.
So when I was learning shit, I'm like, yo, how I'm gonna learn how to do disputes and learn a debt collection agency? Go fucking work for them. So
you a spy.
So I go work for them. I learn they sauce. I quit.
I like that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
No, so I like that shit.
I'm
that's real though.
I'm into the corporate thugging, bro.
Yeah. Because
listen, this shit ain't no different than the streets. It's just a different conversation.
You know what? They probably had your ass on a bulletin board. HR was like, no, don't hire this nigga. He done went through all the companies.
They had no references that you could call.
He said, this nigga done work for our competition. This nigga.
When you say that, though, it's no different than the streets. We've heard about, we hear that term corporate thugging all the time. What does that really mean? Where are the similarities between corporate thugging and actual thugging?
I mean, you got to think about it, bruh. If you look at the plug, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got somebody that deal with the plug, and for commentary's sake, we just going to say boxes of hair.
Yeah, right? for sure.
So you got somebody that go to the plug and buy one box of hair for 1 year, and you got somebody go to the plug and buy 10 boxes of hair for 10 years, but they got the same credit score. Who better?
The person who you said, if somebody bought one box a year and somebody bought 10 boxes a year, but they got the same credit score?
Yeah. Who better?
I ain't do a word. I don't know. Who's so better? Long,
you tell me.
The one that been doing it the longest buying more.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, true.
So that it's the same with the in the streets. Look, if I'm or on the corporate side, it's like, look, the bank like, yo, my boy, You managing a $500 credit card, dog. Why would I give you $10,000?
Yeah.
It don't make no sense. So you got to make it make sense to the bank. But see, one thing about corporate thugging is this. The bank will take you out the game if you don't play it right.
Yeah.
You won't be able to do shit.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you really got to run and play the right way in the sense of, you know what I'm saying, making sure that you get these people their fucking money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Yeah. I mean, I dumb it down like, you know, I call it reduce it to the ridiculous. Like, if you owe somebody, fucking pay them.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we just try to finesse so much where it just make us apprehensive of credit because we like, damn, I got to pay that shit back now.
Yeah.
But it was never yours from, I mean, in a sense. I look at credit, it's like it's never your money. It was never your money from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, low key. But, like, what I'm saying is, when they, you want, like, even, I'll put like this. When people get a credit card, right, leaving like college kids and shit, they might think in their head like, this is free money. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to pay this back. Go, talk to them.
I would say they give it to college students off the rip. I remember like I went to Cleveland State, y'all, dropped out, right? And I remember me being in the TRIO program and you know what I'm saying? And yeah, shout out TRIO. Lady in there.
Hey, TRIO do be helping niggas. They help me too.
TRIO be helping niggas, right?
You gotta trust the process with TRIO. You gotta trust the process. Give them some patience, but fuck with TRIO if you in college, my nigga. It's like my man said, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Big facts. Oh, it was like, I remember being in the little workshops or whatever, and them talking about credit and all the banks come out and whatever like that, and they give you credit cards, but they don't teach the stuff that we talking about, even on this podcast, they don't teach you. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? And then just going back to the corporate thugging part, yo, I fell in love with credit because of this. I heard somebody say, and this is a two-time felon talking, right? They say, yo, I'm a two-time felon, right? I messed up one more time, you already know what time it is, right? But when it comes to credit, even when you do blow the bag, you don't pay them back. You could bounce back.
Yeah, that's
you could mess
fact.
Up your credit 10, 50, 100 times and fix it 101.
So boom, right there.
That's the play.
Boom, right there. Okay, we're going to talk to the real people.
And guess what? Before you say what you're going to say.
What's up?
And then guess what happens when you mess it up?
What's up?
They send you a fucking letter at the mail.
Yeah.
You open a credit card and get your shit down, but I mean, come
on. Yeah.
Life still go on. You know what I'm saying? So that's the play. Like, so, you know, it's a lot of similarities, but that's the biggest difference, though. It's like, yo, you mess up in the streets, you run up on the plug, you know what I'm saying? Your life. It could cost you your life.
So let's go from there, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk to the person. We're not even there at what you can do when you get your credit. Let's talk about people that have fucked up already. They fucked up low-key.
Yeah.
They done maxed out their credit cards. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Credit score a little low. You know what I'm saying? They ain't low. They ain't 300 low. They like 4, 5. They can see a future.
Yeah,
they low.
Yeah.
What some tips right here that people can do when their credit, they max their credit cards out and their credit is shitball?
Well, you looking at somebody that I had to file 2 bankruptcies. I couldn't even get a check.
Hey, look, man. Look, we family
Chapter
now.
Chapter 11?
So I don't think I can say
I couldn't
damn.
Even get
Chapter
a,
11, brother?
I couldn't even get a I couldn't even get a checking account in my name.
713.
It was so bad that I had to, you know, at the time I was doing Lyft. It was a period of time. I couldn't even have my money go. I couldn't get a checking account, so I was sending my money to my best friend account.
Ooh.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, so me talking about this, like, it's real. Like, I know how it is. You know what I'm saying? So
can I cut you off real quick?
Yeah.
To ask, I want to emphasize your story. One, I want this to be probably the most transparent conversation. So I'm gonna ask you a question, and it may make you uncomfortable, but I want to ask you: can you tell us what is the time of this? What time? How many years ago was it? When was this? Just because I want people to feel like, oh shit.
Well, my situation was different because I wasn't responsible.
Yeah.
So you know, when I filed bankruptcy. that had to been, I think I was losing my car, so I filed bankruptcy, and the lawyer, she would just say, like, you know what I'm saying, just file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was able to get another car later on, and I was still irresponsible again.
Yeah.
And, I filed the Chapter 13. Then at that time, I was filing the Chapter 13, and I just said I just wanted to keep my car.
Right.
So at that time, my payments was like super crazy because it was like that. I had child support in there. So my payments was like $800 a month. And I'm like, this is way higher than my car note. You know what I'm saying? But to go back, like I had to go through that. So that was probably like around 2013.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But so by that being around 2013, I was still trying to figure it out. I wasn't really educating myself about credit. I was trying to, you know, you had those things. I can't think of the company. I don't want to dog them if anybody, FTC, you know what I'm saying? Like those people to say like, you know, we'll fix your credit and you pay on it monthly. So them was like really the only things besides me not, my guy Marv at the time was trying to tell me. But, you know, but like I said, I had to go through that. You know what I'm saying? And then once I got the stuff off my, you know, off my credit, you know what I'm saying? I start to see like, oh, this really works. You know what I'm saying? Once I seen that that worked, that opened my mind frame up like, look, man, I got to figure this out to get better. You know what I'm saying? And I started figuring out other things about, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really trying to get into the back in the shoe game like that. But once I seen that I was able to get that off my credit, I knew that it was a possibility for me to rebuild my credit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for anybody that's listening, like I said, I had a couldn't even get a checking account. So it was so like my I was in the 400s. You know what I'm saying? So
while you was talking shit,
you know, what I'm saying? Nigga, my
shit is so, but that's but real. Like you know what I'm saying? Like and Marvin tell you, he seen it. He was telling me like, Marv, I don't know what you gonna do.
So you saying first step? I'm trying to dumb it down for the crew, for the audience. You know what I'm saying? First step is you saying pay off what you owe already. Is that what?
So I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. So the first step is getting your credit report, right? First thing you got to do is get it, look at it, and understand how to read it. What's on there?
Credit Karma or a real joint?
Nah.
Okay.
Get the real joint.
Okay.
You can go to Experian.
Come on.
You can go to Experian.com, open up your account. They got a free version, or you can upgrade to get all three. You know what I'm saying? It's like a dollar. So go there, get your credit report. Look at the score and look at the report. You need to know what's on there. Then the first thing you want to do is start looking at what's inaccurate, right? So like the old addresses, old emails, old phone numbers. You need to start there, start all right, circling whatever need to go. You know what I'm saying? Print it out, start circling whatever need to go. The negative information, like if you got collections on there, start looking at that because they got balances, right? They might say you owe $400. You might be like, nah, I don't owe $400. That's supposed to be three. Write that next to it. You need to understand everything must be accurate on your credit report. 100%. So these are things you're going to challenge. This is how you're going to get these things off of your credit report. So the first thing you're going to do, like I said, circle the inaccurate addresses or addresses you don't live at. Then you're going to start your dispute process. You basically tell them, remove this. I don't live here. I never lived here. You know what I'm saying? Prove that I lived here. And the collections. All right, prove this collection. Let me see my signature, right? If it's on my credit report, it need to be a contract connected to that debt. So let me see the contract. All these things must be verified. And you got the right to ask for these things. So if they can't verify, they got to remove it. So that's really the first step is just analyzing the credit report.
So, talk to them. I like that.
So we were talking about education earlier. Talking about, you know, so now we're not just talking credit. We're talking straight finances, stocks, options, all of that stuff, right?
Okay.
So why or why not do you think our community has issues with that? Because you rarely, at least me personally, my experiences, I can rarely have a conversation. I'll use these guys as an example. I can rarely.
Hold on.
I can rarely have deep conversations about stock options with y'all. Options are different than regular stocks.
This nigga capping.
Who capping?
What?
Options are different than.
Facts. We haven't had a stock option conversation before.
Have we?
I told you about some shit, nigga.
I don't know.
Hey, yo, this man, that's the first character hat on this podcast, bro.
what would y'all say the education piece comes into why or why not we don't either think it's cool, we don't think it's relevant? Because, I mean, you got the big wigs doing, like, we'll say the financial institutions. So you got Merrill Lynch, you got the Edward Joneses doing
Charles
all that kind
Schwab.
Of stuff. Like, oh. Right, J.P. Morgan Chase, Charles Schwab, all them doing that.
So I would say, like, it go back to what you said earlier. It's not when is it talked about, right? When is financial start talking about it? Like, I talked to my son, and he 11. I talked to him about credit. Nah, I talked to him about options. I'd be showing him all type of stuff. Anything I'm learning, I'm teaching him. And that's where it started. That's why it's uncomfortable now, because it was in a household, it was never talked about. No credit, stocks, options, financial literacy was out the door. You know what I'm saying? So now as we get older, people get stuck in their ways. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to learn nothing new. You know what I'm saying? They trying to stick to, you start talking to, oh man. Like I say something simple as a trade line. What is that? Like, so it'd be like, all right, we got to go back and relearn everything. You know what I'm saying? So I would just say it's difficult because we ain't talking about it at an early age enough for our kids. You know what I'm saying?
I think too, like, I think speaking from the standpoint of somebody that is figuring shit out, it's not flashy enough to be appealing to somebody that does not value their time. And so, like, I'm getting to a space now to where I'm understanding, like, okay, this is how my time is really valuable. Here's what I could be doing with my time. This is what things don't take as much time. This is what things do take time. Even when I think about learning something new all over again, the first thing I think about is, okay, how long is it going to take me to learn this? And I think that that's the first conversation that makes it unattractive. It's like, damn, I have to relearn or unlearn or learn something that I've never even seen before. And I think that, like, obviously y'all coming in and being real with yourselves first, not even with us and the audience and credit, but being real with yourselves. And by that, I mean, like, y'all not coming in here talking like, yo, I'm the master and I'm going to teach you how to master this shit. But, and I think, so just from me and my perspective, that's why I feel like it's not a conversation that people are like thrilled to have, because it's ultimately like, yo, if you telling me that I got to do all of this, or I got to print this off, or I got to, that sounds long and drawn out.
Sounds like a do a whole bunch of doing a lot.
It sounds like it's easier for me to connect with the plug. It sounds like it's easier for me to go to work. It's just,
I mean, so, and that's why we had the event Everybody Eats, man. Right. It's because it's like, yo, you know, we want people to, first of all, like, let's start here first. Like, yo, we do cool stuff. Because, shit, we come from the same place, and we like, shit, we like cool shit.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we know us doing cool stuff is going to attract people, right? Like, we're not, you know what I mean? We're not trying to, like, fake nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, yo, like, us doing this cool thing is going to be like, damn, how you doing this? And then our answer is what? Shit, our credit.
Yeah.
And then even when we first came in here, I mean, I know y'all kind of starting to understand it a little bit more now, but shit, when we first came in here, y'all like, my man Johnny was like, shit. Now, I know about getting a car and getting a credit card and paying for it, but how the hell is y'all? No, hell no. My man. you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so we got to start busting it down for people. You know what I mean? I think it all ties in, man. I'm just thinking about it right now. It all ties in, even from, all right, what is that age? Like, my daughter is 9.
Mm-hmm.
But funny part is, I got a video. It's actually on YouTube on her channel, right, where we in a store. We in Best Buy. And we go to the register, and she like, Daddy, you got your credit card? Like, and it's just the cutest shit ever, right? And it was like two years ago.
Yeah.
And I pull out the damn first Premier credit card, the orange joint. Yeah. So it was a bum ass credit card.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But what credit card? You said what?
It's just a bum ass credit card. It's like a credit card I don't recommend for nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So but it's just that transparency. You know what I'm saying?
so quick.
Hey, why was using that 300 like it was 9-1200? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
would y'all recommend several credit cards? Because I mean, you love the Sapphire. The Sapphire got something different than the, you know, like the regular American Express.
I was the same thing. You know? Well, yeah, now I'm the same with you. Give us a top 5 cards. You know what I'm saying? give me your blue eyes of credit cards. You see what I'm saying?
Only, I mean, granted, you know, y'all may also have a debit card as they're reaching their wallets right now. Like, shoot.
Yo, whoa. Ayo, Dad.
No, I just wanted to know.
Dad.
Hold on. Wait a minute, big fella. Let me find out you got all of them.
I put it in the trunk. Yo, these niggas done pulled out credit cards like they Pokemon cards.
Nah, I definitely did.
So I choose you.
I would say I like that one.
For the people, that's the Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Okay, well, okay. Hold on now. Slow down. Slower down.
We got the Chase
Sapphire. Why do you like your Chase Sapphire? What's going on with that?
First off,
no, yeah. Hand him the mic.
I like the reward points, right? Said, Chase is amazing for their reward point. Best in the game. Said, with Chase alone, you're going to be traveling for free. Guaranteed, right? Especially if you know the game. So, this card, I got it, gave me 100,000 points if I hit a certain amount of spin. 100,000 points is worth, is equivalent to, $1,000. And if you cash it out, that's on, if you cash it out, it's 1,200 because they got a program going. But, right, if you use it for hotels and stuff, it's even more. So it's like double. It's like $2,000 that you can basically use for hotels, flights, and stuff like that. And then what else I like about this? It give you a high limit, right? Another thing. So I got it. Most of these cars going to come with 5 to 10 or better. Yeah, they going to start you off with more than 10. Usually with
10,000.
Yeah, more. Right?
So what's the credit score to qualify for that, brother?
I would say 680. You feel me?
Okay.
I say 680 or better. You don't want to go in nothing small. But a bank relationship matters the most, right? Especially with Chase.
My credit card.
Yeah, right? I know, right?
Even if anybody scores low rate, nah. Anybody score low rate, nah. And they want this car, I would say open up a Chase bank account first, right? Start getting your deposits, because that's what's really going to intrigue them to approve you. Because say if you come in right now and you got a nice score, they might still deny you just because you ain't got that relationship with them.
Right.
Chase Havion relationship.
Yeah.
So, and then they got multiple other cars that kind of give you the exact same thing. You could triple down, double down with them. Like, you can go crazy
for sure.
With Chase. Go ahead. Let me
add this to it. Y'all all work for Chase?
No.
So I wish Chase. Wait, hold on. Johnny really checked this shit, and right. Then he put his phone face down.
I owe some money. Capital One and Apple got to talk to real quick. You feel me?
I just want to add this to what he's saying, because like my man Maul said, as far as, you know, there was a time when he couldn't get a bank account, right? Mm-hmm. So no kizzy, right? I could not get a Chase bank account, right? Because I'm like, I'm fixing my credit, and I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and start two bank relationships, right? So just to put this on air, like, you don't have to have a bank relationship, but it does make it better, right? So I went to Chase, try to get a bank account. I couldn't get a bank account because I was on early warning. And so for anybody that don't know, you got check systems, you have early warning, you have telecheck. So telecheck is for people who write bad checks, right? But check systems and early warning is when you know, mess up your bank account, either on some scam, fraud shit, or even sometimes you might be on check systems or early warning, even if, I just say you overdraft too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just because.
Keep it the worst with
you
that.
You feel me? Just on some.
Keep it the worst with overdraft, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's on the bank side. I love keeping on the credit side. But like, I could not get a bank account with Chase, right? Because I was on early warning. You know what I mean? They did me wrong. I went in there with your brother in there. I'm like, okay, I felt like it was about to be a good day. He brought the white lady over to come tell me, hey, yeah, you know, you got something going on.
You got a little situation.
Hey, yo, when they had the manager, let me just talk to my manager.
You feel me? But I say that to say that Chase was the first people I hit up to go get some credit, right? And so for me, we just curious. So I'm like, yo, let me see if I can get some credit, even though I can't bank with them.
Yeah.
This is the crazy part, y'all. I couldn't get a bank account with them, right? But my first credit card with Chase was a business credit card. They threw me 30 racks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even put $30 in y'all bank account.
Yeah.
But y'all just threw me $30,000 credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. So that's that. And then at the same time, there's times where another credit card, I would say, just to keep the conversation going, what you got going on? Which one is that one? Oh yeah, oh no, you got them bands. I know you got them bands in there.
Wait, let me see.
You got them bands in there.
That's how much they paid him. That's what they I'm not gonna say what the number is, but it's high though.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. And so that's why we keep talking about Chase. Now, just for y'all know, right? Because Chase, you can travel crazy with it. But then at the same time, what'd you say?
Because I work for them.
But you get them bands, though. Right. You know what I mean? Like Chase, I would say Chase, right. I would say Chase and American Express got the best reward system out there.
Right?
You know what I mean? In terms of, okay, I can use it for cash. You know what I'm saying? I can use it for, you know, people who follow me. They know, shoot, for the past 3 years, me and my family, we don't pay for, you know, flights, hotels, Airbnbs, rental cars, you know what I'm saying? Just because I swipe my credit card all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I pay my employees with credit cards.
Yeah.
I mean, which is ridiculous. You know, it really is. You know
I like
mean?
That.
Another credit card would say, so we said Chase, we said American Express. If you starting off with Chase, I would go with Freedom. Like, go get a Freedom Unlimited. A lot of strategy comes into play with Chase because they got the 524 rule, which means, you know, let's say you got I'm about to bust it down for you. Let's say you go out there and you go get 5 credit cards from, and this is 5 personal credit cards from any bank within the last 24 months. Dog, Chase don't care if you making a mil a lir, got an 850, they deny you.
Damn.
They think you scamming or some shit. Oh, no, give me.
Nah. They like
bank relationships. Yeah, it's just like they come up with their own guidelines. You know what I'm saying? It's like they feel responsible people don't open up more than that in that time frame. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much
it's
what
all
it
analytics
was.
And shit like
well,
that.
It's safe to say too, y'all don't carry not a bit of cash on y'all. It's straight cards.
I got some cash.
Oh, niggas say, oh, they ain't broke now.
But because they use credit cards so much, I highly, this is just me. I'm making an assumption that they're not carrying too much cash.
Now, out of everybody, I might be the one that carried the less cash. Just because, I don't know. You know,
I don't know how.
My cash collects this part.
Only because I know how niggas is, man. And I don't want niggas watching this to be like, all right, which one said they carry the most?
I carry the least.
This is Lottie.
No, I agree with that. But once this shit posted, I can't control who watches it.
You said some of the good cards. What are some of like?
Yeah, so going into some more of the good cards, I mean, I would say, you know, even Discover. Right. So like, you know, if you just starting out, you know what I mean? You can go to so and this is the thing, for all of these banks, y'all, you can go on the website and see if you pre-qualify. Right. But Discover, that's a good one to start off with, right? Because even if you get I'm not a big fan of secure credit cards, right? But Discover do have a secure credit card and you start to earn points.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can start to earn some cash back with the Discover It credit card. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that is a sweet card to get, even if you're building your credit.
Even with the pre-approval joints, they send me them things in the mail all the time. Is that really pre-approved? I know it's marketing and stuff, but he said
it's really marketing. I think it's really marketing, but you're saying on a website.
But pre-qualified. I'm glad you brought that up, because I meant to say that earlier, because most people only get the credit cards that come through the mail. They don't go out and see what's going on.
Yeah,
right? And so you got websites, you know, this is just a bar out there, right? You can go to the points guy, you know what I mean? A website like that, and just start to research certain credit cards and learn, okay, shit, okay, maybe you don't got a car, so you do Uber or Lyft a lot. So you like, okay, let me see what cars I can, you know, earn the most when I do ride an Uber, so I ride a Lyft. You know, I don't go out to eat a lot at restaurants. Maybe I go to grocery stores and I prepare my food and I cook a lot. Well, shit, there's cars out there where you earn 3, 4, 5x when you go to the grocery stores.
Where do y'all stand as on cards that are specific to the store? So say, for example, I shop at
Macy's.
Say I shop at, yeah, like Macy's, H&M, yeah. Sephora, stuff like that.
You get earned 15% off your credit card today. And fuck that 15%.
I would say this, like, because I'm a fan, but I'm not a fan. So I was a fan of that at the beginning. I honestly helped a lot of people build their credit that way, because that's all they could actually was able to get.
Yeah.
So, like, my credit journey and learning this, that was like my tester, right? Mm-hmm. I actually took people to stores and let's see how many cars can get and where they pull from. Like, I needed to know the data. So, doing that, I actually helped a lot of people build their credit, so where when they do come down to getting, like, a Chase or American Express, they was able to get higher limits,
yeah,
right? So, it depends on the person, like. And then after a while, they end up closing the cars anyways if you don't use them.
Yeah.
Right. And so I feel like it's cool if you trying to build credit and you shop at that store, right? Mm-hmm. Definitely if you shop at that store.
Yeah.
And then you got to thicken out your profile, right? So I ain't gonna say just go out and only get the best cars. You can't always get the best cars. You got to start somewhere. So they a good starting ground for beginners with the credit. That's my take on it. I don't know if fellas want to say something else about it.
Store cars is whack because you only can spend them at stores. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much what he's saying. If you know, you don't make context of it.
Yeah.
So Macy's, I would say out of all the stores you said,
mm-hmm.
they're pretty dope, because if your credit is like, you know, better than decent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can get not just a Macy's credit. I mean, like a Macy's store card. Macy's actually has a Macy credit card.
Yeah.
So it's like a Macy's Visa. So you can use it anywhere as well. So that's dope. But you know, I would really start off with, you know, really, if you want to get a secure card, that's cool. But there are other options in terms of, you know, getting secure loans, right? And so secure loan is dope because, you know, one, you got to have a credit mix.
Right.
You know, so like my man Mike said, you got to, you know, have a thick profile.
Okay.
So you don't just want to have a whole bunch of credit cards. You want to have loans, lines of credit, stuff like that. And so when you get a secure credit card, it happened with me. I had a Capital One. When I hit the 800, I'm like, all right, shit, Capital One should run my money back ASAP.
Yeah.
Bro, it took them like an extra year and a half just to get my money back.
Damn. They just paid my money back from like some shit I got in like 2014. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, my shit hit already. I forgot it hit. I said, yo, what the fuck is this, B?
You know what I'm saying? But with the secure loan, it's more flexible. You're more in control. Because now when you get done paying the loan off and with some other banks and credit unions like maybe Federal, I mean, shit, sometimes when you make the payments on it, the money get released to you. But generally speaking, though, once you pay off the loan, you get your cash back. And so you might have a secure loan for 6 months, but you might be like, damn, I need that money in like 3 months.
So
you can pay it off ASAP and get your bread back.
So as far, so you all, y'all did the free event recently. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the event was based on, maybe some of the topics that was covered, and if there is another event coming up?
The people need another event.
So the first event we did, y'all, was called Everybody Eats. Everybody Eats, a mastermind event. And literally just like y'all podcast, it was a big conversation. You know what I mean? It was a conversation with the speakers, the panelists, us. And it was a conversation with everybody in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, 250, 300 people, came out and showed love. Beautiful event. You don't see a lot of that happening in our community when we're talking about financial literacy. And we bust down different topics, y'all. We bust down personal credit. Well, before we even talked about personal credit, we hit them with mindset, right? Because we got to start there. So we, you know, showed them, hey, where do cash come from? What is money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we really started there. We really got to the roots of it. And we made it fun, right? We didn't make it boring. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We made it make sense, you know? Yeah. And then we went into personal credit, business credit. We went into Turo, Airbnb, and literally just different ways that you actually use the credit once you get it. I'm going to let some of these guys just talk about it. You know what I mean? Get y'all experience on it. Cause we definitely got something coming up for y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went into a lot of different things. Like, you know, I talked about real estate, wholesaling and things like that. Got the next event that's coming up in September. So it's going to be bigger and better September 19th at Red Space. So
I like that.
Stay tuned.
Dope.
I like that.
Yeah, Everybody Eats too going to be crazy. Like we put on the first one, but this second joint, it's about to be something nuts. But I think what make us better,
yeah.
And I always tell the crew, I'm like, man, we just better than them, dog.
Yeah.
Straight up, bro. Yeah. We better, man.
Yeah.
It's like when you see it, you can relate to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like 10 years ago, I'm fucking homeless, dog. Driving a fucking repossessed car. Can't get no tags.
Yeah.
I'm buying dealer tags from 2-bit sales guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can relate from both ends of the hustle. You know what I'm saying? From being fucked up to making 6 figures. You know what I'm saying? To having, you know, crazy shit. Like, I never thought in my wildest dream I'd be riding on jets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just doing shit like that. But, you know, when you kind of get to touch, feel, and see it, it make it a little bit more authentic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we ain't coming like we the best or, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, we got it all figured out. We like, yo, we still students of the game too. We still learning. Fuck, we learning from each other. I done learned so much from Mike since I done met him, so much from Lottie, so much from him since we done came together. It's the Voltron.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the fucking Voltron, man. Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I also look at it like this, like, man, with these guys, like, you know, like how I met Mike, you know what I'm saying? We met through a mentorship and things like that. But just to be able, like, see these guys, admire these guys and what they doing, and you know what I'm saying, like, we all come to each other for different stuff. Like, we all respect each other. You know what I'm saying? We all admire. We all trying to win. You know what I'm saying? Now, one thing I love about us and Sam that's not here is, like, we all trying to win. We all want each other to win. So Everybody Eats, like, the whole thing for us is, like, we want, like, people need to see that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my God, like, you know what I'm saying? Family man teaching his kid and things like that. Like, it's a lot of people don't see, like, a husband and a wife and a child that's really educated, you know what I'm saying, that look like us, you know what I'm saying, or from the ghetto and things like that. So we want to be able to show, like, you know, like me, like, I'm not a suit and tie person, even though I had a suit on at the event.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
A little bit bigger suit than what I thought it was, should have been.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Steve Harvey joint. The five bun joint.
I was trying something different, but next event, no. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you could, like, just, like, example, like, you know, you could be, you know what I'm saying, yourself and still live nice, drive nice, take care of your family and things like that. So, like, it all, like you said, it all start with the mindset, and you gotta want it. You know what I'm saying? Have these conversations with your friends, and if you feel like you can't keep having these conversations with your friends and it's going nowhere, like, you're gonna have to separate yourself. It's people I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, my whole life, and I really don't talk to them like that because I can't really have real conversations. You get us? Like, yeah. It's like we don't relate. Like, I'm talking to these guys, and Sam hit me like every day talking about something new about some money. And I hate that he ain't here. Like, Sam got, like, he, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's our rich friend.
Yeah. So it's like, you gotta have them.
Right.
And then, you know, like, when me and Lottie, we building and things like that, and Mike, like, we really want each other to win. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just about us. Look at it like this. Like, I got two kids, like, for our kids. You know what I'm saying? So once we start thinking like that, that will make you start changing, you know what I'm saying, changing trajectory of things that's around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like how you said, like, a person that may not know it may be too hard, but you're doing a podcast. So you had to learn how to probably, you know what I'm saying, figure
that's
this out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to learn, you wanted to learn that to do this where you at, for where you at right now.
Right.
So I just feel like if you want to learn how to learn some credit, learn that.
Yeah.
It ain't like, it's like you just... It's just simple. You know what I'm saying? It has to work or it has to work. That's my thing.
That's a fact.
And let me add this, y'all. Like, just because it's a free event, we not coming with surface level materials. Like, with the last one, like, people actually took notes, man. Like, it was like a full game plan. You feel me? On, like, yo, if you got a business, my man Mike crushed them with the business credit. Like, yo, from literally A to Z, this is how you go out there and go get the bag.
Right.
You know what I mean? We laughed about Key Bank, but like we literally gave you the gems on how to go to Key Bank and get it back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so just to, like, put it into perspective, like, yo, there's other cities and there's people that's on Instagram and hitting the DMs and all that, and they at you with the ads and all that. And, yo, they're charging $1,000 to $2,000 per seat for an event like this.
Yeah.
Like, real talk. You know what I mean? And so for us to go ahead and be like, yo, we're going to go ahead and do this and use our resources to put this together for the community is, like, is the reason why it's named Everybody Eats, because we don't care who it is. Like, my daughter was sitting front row, and she was engaged in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, she grabbed the mic and she said her two piece.
Yeah.
She was down there taking notes as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's literally that type of event, man, where it's like, no, come out here. If you really want to get around people that's like-minded, you know what I mean? A lot of times you know you're that person in your group that be like, yo, I got the ideas, or, you know, my man, like, yo, I'm doing the Forex, we talking stock and options, but I can't even talk to my podcast members about it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, pull up.
Damn, you know what I mean?
Pull up. Pull up, because this is for you. You know what I'm saying? This is that event to go ahead and catch the vibe and get around people who you can build with.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that, you know, we all say here, but, you know, just to make it even more clear is that, yo, we really, like, I mean, outside of, you know, these two growing up in the same neighborhood, but they still wasn't, like, as close back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody else, like, yo, we haven't known each other for even a year yet.
Yeah.
But it feel like it been years, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we get around, we swapping bread, like this is my day one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't holding back. It's certain stuff that I box because I'm constantly learning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yo, bro, here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Let's make sure we all get it. You feel me?
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, the event, you got to come. Just like what he said, man, it's just putting yourself in a room and getting around them people. Like, that's the coolest thing. I deal with my credit. You feel me? Like, I invested in myself that actually got me to meet these guys, meet other people. Like, if you're going to do anything, spend it on yourself, on some education that's going to help you get around more people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ain't got a business idea, find somebody who do.
Right.
Hang with them. Look, I got credit. You ain't got credit. You got the mind. You know, so... That's one thing I like about this group and, like, the things that we doing, and I know it's gonna take us to the next level, but we really just trying to feed the streets. Like, we trying to put everybody else on to the information, because, I mean, we going out here, we getting it, we paying the cost, but, man, we got to give it back. You got to pave the way for somebody else. It's only right.
I like it, man. I like it. So, look, this is how we going to do this. You was about to.
I was just gonna say, a lot of times when we get successful, man, we disenfranchise ourselves with our community. Mm. We better. We ain't about to go teach them niggas shit, bro. We gonna keep these gyms.
Why you think that is, though?
I think it's a crab in a barrel type of mentality. You know what I'm saying? And I think people, man, people burn bridges. You know, it's like me. I'm very apprehensive about dealing with new people because it's like this shit working. So why would I like add you to this?
No,
it is already working.
Yeah.
You
mean,
but it's a closed minded way of thinking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you just apprehensive because you don't really want to muddy your water.
Right.
But you know, when we came together, we was just like, yo, listen, man, we giving it back. Remember when we first had our first production meeting, I say, bro, this shit about giving. Give. And we not about to be. Yeah, man, one person called me. He was like, man, the whole time I was at the event, I was waiting for y'all to sell us some shit. And I'm like, dog, we ain't selling nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, my girl said it. She was like, watch, they gonna ask us to sign up for something at the end where you gotta pay or something. You know what I'm saying? It was nothing like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it was a vibe. Like we had, it was relatable. It wasn't nobody up there like, yes. Now we are thinking financial literacy 101.
Yeah.
Now what you have to do is make sure your utilization is low.
Yeah.
And if it's low, then you know you are in a good space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't relate to that. Mm. I mean, some people can, some people can't. But when you see people that look like you, come from where you come from, start to flip this shit like an acrobat, you like, yo, this shit is attainable for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too foreign. Because at one time, I'm like, man, it ain't no way I'm going to be able to do this shit these dudes is doing. You know what I'm saying? But shit came around. But it's all about knowledge, man. I tell people like this. You learn first, drop the L, then you earn.
Yeah.
That's how it go. You got to learn.
So look, this is how we going to do this shit. Because one, we're grateful that y'all came here, dropped these gems on us. I'm about to be fucking calling y'all. the people that's about to watch this and listen to this and learn from this shit, I want to make sure that they tap into y'all, whether it's as individuals. We going to make sure that we tag y'all, all y'all socials, into the credits, into these posts, man, so people could tap in with y'all. I want y'all, the next time y'all do the next show, you said it's in September?
It's in September 19th.
Is it flyers and shit out now? All right, so look, I want to send us the info. So we can make sure that we posting the shit in unison, man.
That's a fact.
Y'all gotta pull up, man.
Hey, well, listen, I don't know if I'm going. I don't know if y'all niggas going.
He said he talk to us. Listen. Hey, yo, we gotta go for this nigga.
We was all right, there. Right. We was they all in the same
death. We gotta go to Toledo with this nigga. He don't gotta go.
Come on now, man. So nah, man. So we appreciate y'all coming on these gyms.
We appreciate y'all, man.
A big part of our show. It's shout outs, man.
Yeah.
Do y'all have a shout out? Is it somebody who y'all like, yo, if it wasn't for this person, I wouldn't be sitting here? Shouts out to who the fuck?
No, facts, man. First and foremost, man, shout out to the Most High. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
I mean, shout out to the Most High for even making it possible, man. Like, you know, that whole saying, like, yo, stuff don't happen to you, happen for you.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you got to believe that, man, because, I mean, for me, that was everything. You know what I mean? So shout out to the Most High. Shout out to my daughter, Liette.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember just holding her in my arms, man. You know what I mean? Back on Union in the kitchen, like, damn, like, yo, we gonna get out this.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if I heard a, you know, right now have a room and got a bathroom in her damn room, I'm like, nigga, I never. Like,
you know what I mean?
Right. So, and it ain't over yet. You know what I mean? Like, this is just experiences over experiences for we could keep building, man. And then shout out to my wife. You know, we just celebrated our anniversary this month.
Right. Shout out,
and
shout
been
out,
married
shout
out, 5 years.
Shout out.
I mean, been together for 15 years. You feel me? That's my high school. Damn. Yeah.
We could have had so many episodes. Yeah.
No, real talk, man. Like, you know, we've been knowing each other, shit, half of each other's life, man. So, you know, if it weren't for her just sticking around and being with me and just seeing that, like, yo, okay, like, this dude gonna do something.
That's a fact. Yeah.
You know, so, I dropped a post on IG just showing like me and her on the jet, saying like, yo. What the hell did I say now? I can't even remember now. Fuck.
Yeah, but the fact that you was on a jet is more than enough. You don't gotta say nothing else.
PJs.
I told her, like, yo, I we've been together this long. I just want to give you something for it. You know what I mean? Start to show you, like, you know, give you fruits of that labor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being with me, you know what I mean? Holding it down. So that's my shout out.
For sure.
Hey, y'all all got kids and anything?
I got one.
I'm gonna let y'all know right now. Yeah, they can't say no to them niggas. Hey, no. Daddy put on credit.
You know, yeah, I know.
Daddy, right. You got credit, huh? Swipe it. All right, no, the vibe. You can't tell them niggas no.
Yeah, nah, they like, well, Dad, actually.
Actually, the you can't afford it. Actually, you post about them points. That's 40,000 in points. Hey. You know what I'm saying? I just want a Barbie.
Real rap, man.
Nah, though. Yo, no, you right, though, because, man, my daughter, she always talking about credit. My son, they already know. They know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I want to just, you know, shout out, who I want to shout out?
No, that's kids, a fact, man.
You said them all.
Shout out my kids, shout out my mom, shout out my wife, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the whole family that be holding me down, man, because I got a lot of people that trust in me, a lot of people that support me, a lot of people that just, you know, be there for me anytime I need something to get done. So shout out to the whole team on that. Shout out to my wife for sure, because she been riding with me, you know, let me go to all these events without, you know,
no, real rap, that's real.
You know, traveling these cities to connect the network and build this family up. So
that's fact.
Shout out to everybody, yo, man. You know,
first and foremost, shout out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because you know, if it wasn't for Him, none of this would be possible for me.
Facts.
You know, so just seeing so much things change over my life, you know, seeing things as possible. My son, Nate, and my daughter, and my sister, and my niece. And just thank God, you know, like real quick, I just say, like, you know, I always just pray for relationships, you know what I'm saying? Because that's more important than money to me. And I always pray, like, just bring the right people around me and everything will work itself out. So, like, we are all be praying. I mean, praying, well, not praying, but whoever religion where everybody in, but a lot of us chase the money so we don't see the bigger picture. So, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. Just stay focused on the go, you know.
That's a fact. If Marv say shout out to a wife,
Marv ain't got a wife.
Because I was about to say, I'm about to go get married, have a kid, and fix this credit ASAP. We got a week. We got a week.
We got a week.
No, that's facts. That's a fact. Hey, Marv said, you see them numbers I'm putting up?
I got to be real cautious who I let in this space.
Nah, that's facts. That's facts. That's facts.
But no, I think I want to get a shout out. I got to give it to my brother Sam, man. You know, the things that he has taught me, the confidence he done had in me, just the gems he done gave to me, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's been crazy. And me and Sam met each other 4 years ago, you know what I'm saying? We run Beyond Life together, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he probably been one of the most monumental people that, you know, I done had in my life that just done been like, nigga, we could do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't really a dream.
No, that's
you know
fact.
What I'm saying? And I seen him doing it. And I'm like, he fucking winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So definitely shout out to Saunders, man.
I like that shit, man. I like that shit. Johnny, y'all got shout out?
Shout out niggas that want me dead.
Shouts out to them.
Really what it is.
They have nothing to do with this conversation.
Nah, niggas dead, man. Them niggas be hating on me, but I'm still fucking living. Also, yo, I promised my friend that I'll shout her shit out today on the pod. She like that. My girl Alex Strong. Daffy from Humble Elites. Humble Elite Training. She got me a lot of programming shit. A little event. On August 14th, 12 to 6, Feed the Youth Day, free haircuts, basketball camp, fitness session, food, hosting War 7, they lit. Who else was shouting out? Shout out to my Dukes, because she went through a little tough week, so she cool now. Shout out to her. Who else? That's about it, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fuck niggas. They ain't believe in this,
man. I didn't forget you. I know. Oh, man.
Shout out to all y'all. Listen. To you broke motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We gave you all the gems. Swipe your card. Shit. You
swipe your card.
Oh, shout out to these dudes, dude. Shout out to Lottie coming on. Oh, shout out to JB. Shout out to JB for putting us together. You feel me? I got more questions after this. The podcast, like, I got more questions. I'm my shit right. You feel me?
I ain't mad at you. Don, you got shout out?
No, shout out to Mental Health Mondays. Making sure y'all checking on each other. I do want to shout out. Now, naturally, shout out to everybody. All these places in the world. Violence and all of that. But I do want to shout out the Heights. These last couple months have been trying. An incident happened on Thursday.
Thanks to
the Lord, all the kids are safe and all of that. But y'all stay safe out here, man.
Get your CC dubs. Try to tell
I got shout outs. But you add in is, I don't know, that's a tricky.
Get your CC dubs.
Yeah, but
protect
then,
yourself.
But we had the conversation prior to the pod about that. And
shoot me,
obviously. All right, so listen, man. My shout outs. Shout out to fucking shout out to the people that's been with us since day one. We wouldn't even be able to have these conversations if y'all didn't if y'all wasn't the gas, the drive to even push us this far, man. It is nothing fucking left for us to say on this episode. Like, if you are not serious about getting your shit together, we serious about getting our shit together, they serious about keeping their shit together, then y'all need to motherfucking be tapped in with them. I really don't know what else to say.
They got from Chase, they good. They literally, because every one of them down line said, yo, get that Chase. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Chase, man. Make sure you hit up Chase.
They parachuted into this podcast recording today from a plane. So shouts out to everybody that's been fucking with us from day one, man. We fuck with y'all. We love y'all. We got some great shit coming for y'all, man.
Yes, sir.
Gang, man.
Yes, sir.
Johnny, can I get a year?
Yeah.